thinking of Tucson, Arizona once again, and how that city for some time to come will appear in sentences close to the words shooting or rampage. Like how back in 1995, Oklahoma City and bombing seemed to run together as one word in the aftermath of the Timothy McVeigh attack on the Murrah Federal Building. I was there that day. Spent the night in the rubble covering the story, traveling from emergency room to emergency room to discover the fate of victims, to speak with family members. I remember how a mother broke into tears when she learned how close her daughter was to the bomb. The daughter survived, one of the many miracles. I returned to Oklahoma City in 1999 to cover a horrible, devastating tornado that took place there and was struck then by how fresh the memories of the bombing still were years later. Well, what will be Tucson's story? In the aftermath, of course, the scale is completely different. The bombing in Oklahoma City killed 168 people, 19 children, injured more than 680 people. But the story of healing, in some sense, is universal. And here to talk with us about how Oklahoma City recovered from the bombing in 1995, we're joined by Pastor Mark McAdow, senior pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oklahoma City. Pastor, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John. Thank you.
Also on the phone is Rabbi Samuel Kohan. He's a rabbi at the Temple Emmanuel in Tucson, Arizona. Rabbi, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Good morning.
You know, to both of you, thinking a lot about what constitutes moving on and recovery and closure. And Rabbi, I remember when the basketball team was first announced to be a franchise in the NBA going to Oklahoma City. I thought to myself, wow, they are moving on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I'm not sure how an NBA basketball team constitutes moving on from tragedy, but if they win, I guess it could fill the bill.
But there's an identity sense that, time begins to separate the event that people in Oklahoma City, of course, will never forget from just the whole notion of what that place is all about. And I remember feeling that the time's passage was tangible, looking back on Oklahoma City in the last few years.
I think that coming to grips with tragedy takes more time than we believe. And that in the aftermath of something awful like what happened in Tucson last Saturday, there's this sense of shock and disbelief. And then there's the immediate expression of sadness and trauma, and then often there's a great deal of anger. And it's only after those emotions are processed that we finally come to the point where we begin to see how can we remake our community into something optimistic and hopeful with this as a background piece rather than the center point.
Here is the mayor of Oklahoma City, Mick Cornett, addressing this point just the other day.
We had allowed ourselves to be branded by tragedies, not only the bombing, but also, you know, a tornado that came through in 99. And I felt like it was hurting us from an economic development standpoint. And so the largest success story is the NBA team, getting the Seattle Sonics to relocate to Oklahoma City and then call themselves the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Pastor McAdow, that's the mayor of your community, talking really about the challenges of moving on. How has that been experienced in your life?
Well, I think for our church, First United Methodist Church was located right across from the Murrah Building. And so in the bombing, our church was heavily damaged, and we had to make a decision whether we would remain in the downtown area or not. And actually, a member of our church had a vision and saw a banner that simply read, "The Lord reigns, we will remain." And so we had that banner made and put on the building of our church to say to all the people of Oklahoma City, we're not going to abandon the downtown just because of this tragedy. We're going to be here, and we're going to be faithful to our relationship with God and sharing the love of Christ with other people in the downtown. So I think that's one way that we identified right up front that we were going to be there. We're going to be present. And presence is such an important part of the healing process for people not to feel abandoned, but to feel that they have people to support and love them. And so I think that's one of the first things we did as well as identify putting up a prayer chapel right on our property after that bombing that continues to stand there today, where people all over the world come and leave prayer requests and stop to offer a word of prayer.
Rabbi, I'm wondering, we're talking about two cities whose tragedies were very, very public and remained in the news and on chat forums for a long time. I wonder what you think, whether it helps or hurt, what effect does the public scrutiny and the public attention have? It may not all be negative. Maybe the fact of having the president come and a public outpouring of grief, maybe that helps.
I think making something positive out of a disaster is a really important and probably central human need. We call it tikkun olam in Judaism, kind of rebuilding the world from the shards of what's broken. You know, Tucson is a wonderful community with about 1 million people. We're not used to being the center of the world's media. And so just that fact, and the fact that also so many people know or are connected to people in this tragedy, kind of forces us to come to grips with who we are and who we want to be. So we hope and we pray and we will work to see that this trauma doesn't just remain a trauma or sort of get locked up in a closet afterwards, but helps to motivate us to improve and to become a better community.
Well, you make a great point about how Oklahomans weren't used to being the center of attention. I suspect some of that sentiment translates directly into Tucson this morning. To both of you, any lessons for the American people at large at how to treat this community as it recovers? And any advice you might give the people of Tucson? I'll begin with you, Pastor McAdow.
Well, John, I think what the people of Tucson need to do is not to allow this tragedy to define their community, but to really let it be a catalyst, maybe an opportunity to show the nation and the world the good people of Arizona and how people can come together. I understand that the memorial service last night, people were wearing T-shirts, "Together We Thrive." And I think that's what helped us in Oklahoma City, to see people come together and say that we're going to rebuild, we're not going to let this define us. It's part of our history, it's part of our past now, but we're going to allow it to help us move forward. And that's what I would encourage the people of Tucson to do as well.
Pastor Mark McAdow, senior pastor at the First United Methodist Church, a church that was right across from the Murrah Building when that building was bombed back in 1995 by Timothy McVeigh. Rabbi Samuel Kohan, any advice for the rest of us as Americans in making sure that we treat the community with the proper respect and not cause an identity or a scar to form from our constant scrutiny of what's gone on there?
I think the scrutiny is not so terrible. I mean, this is a huge, huge story. It's the biggest story in the world right now. Having said that, you know, it's funny that it comes right around the time of the Martin Luther King weekend, which is coming up. And I think what King taught us about being a beloved community is really important right now. We have to reach across the boundaries of race and religion and economic status and connect to one another in a way that Tucson does sometimes but doesn't always. And I think that everybody can just help us by reminding us that our values remain the same and that what we need to do is find a way to speak to each other in ways that are loving and intelligent and supportive. And when we pull together, as you said, those T-shirts are pretty good. When we connect to one another in a meaningful way, then we create some of that holiness. And instead of turning to violence, we can turn to peace and construction. And that's really, really important.
Well, Rabbi, thanks for speaking with us. That's Rabbi Samuel M. Kohan, Rabbi of the Temple Emmanuel in Tucson, Arizona, speaking to us about the aftermath of Tucson.
All this morning, we will have a continuing coverage, of course, of what's happened in Tucson. The first of the funerals for the victims there begins with for the young 9-year-old girl. That's the first of six. And also of the condition of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who is in the hospital, still in critical condition. If you have any advice for the people of Arizona, if you're in Tucson, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post your comment at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.